Prisons and jails are, of course, supposed to be the most difficult buildings to break free from. But time and time again, inmates escape, and sometimes in dramatic fashion. Here in January 2016, at the Orange County Jail, three inmates broke out. And they did it in dramatic fashion by using their bed sheets, tying them up in a braid, and rappelling from four stories up. But of course, they aren't the only ones who have managed to break out of jail or prison. Take El Chapo, for example. Mexico's most notorious drug lord has managed to escape from prison not once, but twice. In 2001, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman escaped from a high-security prison in a laundry cart. It took authorities 13 years to catch him, and when they didn't keep him long. In 2015, Guzman stepped into a shower at a maximum security prison, crawled through a hole, and vanished through a mile-long tunnel apparently built just for him. Convicted killers Richard Matt and David Sweat made a bold escape from a maximum security prison in upstate New York in 2015. The pair made it look like they were sleeping while they navigated through pipes in the prison and then out of the prison. Now, authorities discovered they had help from a prison worker named Joyce Mitchell, who helped the men escape by smuggling hacksaw blades in frozen hamburger meat to the convicts. In 1986, Nadine Vajur was so determined to get her convicted killer husband out of prison that she actually took helicopter flight lessons to aid in the escape. Her husband, Michael Vajur, reportedly forced his way onto the prison roof by wielding nectarines painted to look like grenades. Well, he got to that roof and his wife, Nadine, went and picked him up. The two escaped. Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary is in the middle of San Francisco Bay, and yet three prisoners in 1962 were able to escape from that island prison. Frank Morris and brothers John and Clarence Anglin made these intricate dummy heads to fool prison authorities. They used homemade drills to enlarge vent holes, climbed down a drain pipe, and used raincoats to help them escape into the frigid water. The men were never seen again.